Revelation chapter 7. 144,000 from Israel, and the great crowd from every nation. After this, there were four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds to prevent their blowing against the earth, the sea, and the trees. I saw another angel ascending from the sunrise, carrying the seal of the living God, and he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels empowered to harm the earth and the sea, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God upon their foreheads." Then I heard the number of those marked with the seal. 144,000 from all the tribes of the people of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. After this, I saw a great crowd, impossible to count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue, standing before the throne and the Lamb, clothed in white, with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out with a loud voice, "Who saves but our God, who sits on the throne and the Lamb?" All the angels were around the throne, the elders and the four living creatures. They then bowed before the throne with their faces to the ground to worship God. They said, "Amen, praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, and strength to our God for ever and ever. Amen." At that moment, one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these people clothed in white, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, it is you who know this." The elder replied, "They are those who have come out of the great persecution. They have washed and made their clothes white in the blood of the Lamb. This is why they stand before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his sanctuary. He who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they suffer hunger or thirst, or be burned by the sun or any scorching wind. For the Lamb near the throne will be their shepherd, and he will bring them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away their tears."